Acts chapter 16, verses 25 and 26 from the Message. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and praising God. The other prisoners couldn't believe their ears. Then, without warning, a massive earthquake. The jailhouse tottered. Every door flew open. Every prisoner chain was loosed. Are you in jail with or without cause? In jail just the same, physically, emotionally, financially, mentally, socially, but you feel imprisoned. You feel trapped. You feel as if you want to get out of the situation, and somehow you're unable to get out of the situation. The God who rescued Paul and Silas can certainly rescue you today. Paul and Silas, they had passion. Led by Paul, they were on their second missionary journey from Jerusalem to Syria, Antioch, then modern-day Turkey. A vision of a man from modern-day Greece brought the gospel to Europe by what is known as the Macedonian call. But when you have passion, that leads to something else. This passion led them to a place of prayer. It led them to a woman of substance, Lydia. It led them, by contrast, to a slave girl who is nameless, and eventually to a Roman jailer, because all of these persons needed to bust out of jail, needed to come out of the chains, needed to come out of their situation. Jesus asks one particular person, how long have you been in that situation? It was a mighty long time. The gospel busts all kind of people out of jail. Prisoner of sin, right? The gospel set the captive free, regardless of race, class, or creed. The gospel penetrates the hearts of people from king's house to almshouse and transforms them from the darkness into the kingdom of God's marvelous light. Oh, Paul and Silas had this passion for God, and it brought a provocation. Whenever you have a passion, there's going to be some provocation. Many end up in jail because of provocation. The slave girl who was possessed by the pneumapythona, a python spirit, otherwise a spirit of a snake, she met us. And you and I, in our walking life, will run up into a lot of people with this python spirit. And when we buck up in these people with this snake spirit at home, at school, at work, in the community, through governance, it provides provocation everywhere. And so Paul and Silas, they encountered provocation from the pneumapythona. It took place on the way to prayer. On the way to prayer, pneumapythona did not have any respect. Right? But this pneumapythona was a victim of human trafficking. And remember that it is hurting people who hurt people. So she was an Obia woman. Her masters used her for illicit enrichment. Yes, human trafficking is still a major issue today. Peddlers of sex, porn, drugs enslave our children. Some are turned into contract killers right here in Ireland. Pneumapythona provoked the missionaries every time they were going to prayer, enticing them with divine intervention through Obia. Right words, wrong source. So passion broke up in a provocation, and that led to a pulling down, because the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, but mighty for the pulling down of stronghold. And we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So we have to put on the whole armor of God, and having done all, to stand. So finally, Paul could not hold it anymore. And as somebody say, when you can't hold it, you have to ball out. So Paul bawled out and he commanded the snake spirit, the Pneuma Pythona, out of the slave girl in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So now, passion broke up in a provocation, led to a pulling down of stronghold, and now them broke up in a persecution. Because the owners of the slave girl took them to court and said, these men have breached our constitutional rights. Because these men are men with dual citizenship. And they have come to teach us something that is not part of our culture. You understand? And so when we stand in the name of Jesus, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about us. Passion buck up in a provocation, lead to a pulling down, and then buck up in a persecution, which led to prison. But in this prison, persecution and prison was led by the constitutional rights. Yet in our jailhouse, learn from Paul and Silas. It's not time to go to the Privy Council. It's not time to go to the Court of Appeal. It is time to go to Nice City. It is time to go to the House of Praise. I hear Paul and Silas singing in prison. He set me free. He set me free. He broke the bars of prison for me. At midnight, they were praising God. At midnight, they were lifting up the name of Jesus. When dog freed, they were praising God. And out of this praise came their breakthrough. Start praising God right now, and you will encounter that there will be a massive earthquake in your life. And this massive earthquake, this seismic shift, this lead to a situation where every door was flown open, every chain was broken, and every man was free. It is time for you to start praising God, to get your boss out of hell, to get your deliverance, to get your breakthrough, and to see what God can do for you when you praise him out of your situation. Deliverance will come. God bless you. Next week, Jesus busts out of hell.